This is All About Living with Carol Colby. All About Living is brought to you by Gunderson Funeral Home Cremation Care, Turville Bay MRI and Radiation Oncology Center in Madison, Home Health United, The Medicine Shop Monona, Independent Living. All About Living with Carol Colby.
Good afternoon and welcome again to All About Living. Hope you're enjoying our first holiday weekend and you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I suspect that if you look back at what you may have eaten on this past Thursday, you may have had a table laden with Wisconsin products. If there's any time of the year where we can celebrate Wisconsin, I think it's this holiday season, because so much of it is the festivities and the food that we highlight here in our own state and that are produced right here, that are grown from our own earth, so to speak. We're going to talk about that on our program this morning. First of all, let me tell you that this segment is brought to you by Turville Bay MRI and Radiation Oncology Center in Madison, where expertise with compassion is powerful medicine, and Home Health United. You got a friend right here online at homehealthunited.org. Well, joining me today is a very special person here in Wisconsin. She is Allison Dairyland, and the 63rd Allison Dairyland, Christine Lindner. And I happened to be there in, well, it was at the end of May that you were actually named Allison Dairyland, but then your official duties began as June Dairy Month was introduced, and that's when you took over full-time as Allison Dairyland for the state of Wisconsin. How is it going so far?
It's been incredible to travel Wisconsin and see the places that make our state so unique, and the people. It's incredible, and local communities truly make the difference with the people that bring all these wonderful activities for families and to bring certainly what we produce from the earth, Wisconsin farmers, to our grocery store shelves for all of us to enjoy.
Well, I certainly know what Allison Dairyland is or who she is. I must tell all of the listeners that decades ago, I had the honor and the privilege of representing Wisconsin's agricultural and dairy industry as Allison Dairyland. But I swear, if I were in your shoes today and at that event in May where you were selected from just a whole outstanding group of young women, they wouldn't have even let me near the stage. It was truly an impressive group, and I congratulate you for being selected. Let me fill in, for those of you who don't know, the whole background of Allison Dairyland. It's quite a unique position, in fact, the only one of its kind in the country. And you are the 63rd Allison Dairyland, and you serve as an agricultural ambassador in the state of Wisconsin. And the role that you play is to communicate with urban and rural audiences across Wisconsin about the importance of our state's diverse agricultural industry in our daily lives. This is actually, and this is what seems to surprise people, a one-year contractual position with Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And this dates back to 1948. You are a civil servant for the state of Wisconsin.
I really do. I work on behalf of Wisconsin farmers to help bring their products to market.
Yep. And no other state has a civil service employee that is named annually to serve as this ambassadorial role. You actually travel nearly 40,000 miles throughout the state and surrounding areas promoting Wisconsin's agricultural industry, and you conduct a large number of media interviews, and that's one of the reasons you're here today, because you're here to talk about Wisconsin, Wisconsin products, something special from Wisconsin at this special time of the year. And how many miles, and Dylan, our producer, asked you before we went on the air, how many miles you've traveled so far this year, and you've kept track.
Well, currently in my role of Allison Dairyland, about 21,000 miles that I have traveled in my E85 flex fuel vehicle, which runs on Wisconsin corn. When you think about it, and ethanol is grown locally and produced here in Wisconsin, so it keeps those dollars in a local renewable fuel.
Was it difficult to be prepared to be Allison Dairyland from day one, to know everything that you were supposed to know and just step out there and have a real grasp for Wisconsin agriculture?
You know, growing up on my family's dairy farm, I was most familiar being America's Dairyland and having that experience in the crops and livestock that are raised on Wisconsin farms. But learning about the diversity is really the strength of Wisconsin agriculture, from cranberries and getting to see cherries harvested and being able to see potatoes dug in the central Wisconsin sands really is eye-opening. And that's my goal as Alice in Dairyland, is to bring agriculture into our daily lives and learn that the foods that we find on the grocery store shelves or in the marketplace, that they come from our farms, that are our neighbors, our friends, and family.
You graduated from the University of Wisconsin in agricultural journalism, so you had a background in journalism, a background in agriculture. You worked in Wisconsin promotion of agriculture prior to being selected, Alice in Dairyland. You were with, you were publicity co-chair for the Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. You were Wisconsin State FFA officer. You were a representative of the Cows on the Concourse, Foundation Development Committee of the FFA, and Wisconsin Farm Bureau. And you're going to be returning after your year as marketing manager for Animart, where you're responsible for the company's dairy and livestock marketing. So it's not like you were totally green coming to this role as Alice in Dairyland. But what has surprised you most?
Well, certainly the fast pace and the moment to be in Eau Claire to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, promoting and sharing events or talking with people at food and farm events. It's just been incredible to be able to bring that message through to Wisconsin agriculture and all of us, how we benefit and keeps the community strong. And I actually met Alice in Dairyland when I was in fourth grade as a 10-year-old, and I was so captivated from that experience and to find a woman that was so passionate about agriculture, and I was really inspired at that moment. And so my way of growing up on the farm and coupled with my experience at UW-Madison to earn the degree in agriculture journalism and being a lifelong advocate beyond the tiara and sash is really my goal continuing to move forward.
And you are one of the Alices that is married.
Yes, that is correct. I was actually, I said to my husband, when we got married in August of 2009, I said, well, there's one more thing that I really would love to do. And I've had that childhood goal for a long time. And he said, you're going to run for Alice in Dairyland, aren't you? And I said, you know, it'd be very a stone left unturned. And so it's important for all of us to pursue those goals and dreams and really to work on behalf of someone to, like Wisconsin farmers, who is what my family is a real honor to be able to share the message and to bring our state's agriculture industry forward in marketing.
Well, I know the travel schedule is intense, to say the least. Do you get a chance to be together much during this year, or are you on the road pretty much of the time?
Much of the time I am traveling on the road, but you do get a chance to have some holiday time together, and so you cherish those opportunities. But you know that it's for 1 year, and really my family becomes Wisconsin for that year, and my friends and family all understand certainly what I'm doing and have been supportive of this and believe very much in the Alice in Dairyland program.
Well, that's terrific. And all of us need support in whatever path we choose. We need to have the support of those that we care for and that care about us and that share our lives together. So I congratulate you again, and you are a lovely representative. You came not only with your banner on to say who you are, but laden with Wisconsin products. I wish this were, at this moment, not radio, because those of you listening would see just a colorful array of wonderful foods and that we can enjoy and that are produced right here in Wisconsin. So many of them particularly work well over the holidays, although they're a way of life for us. And agricultural industry, position that. Tell me, how big is it and how important is the state of Wisconsin's agricultural industry to the country and now to the global market?
Well, certainly Wisconsin agriculture brings to locally more than $59 billion to our state economy. That's a large impact, as 1 in 10 of us are employed in agriculture jobs and career paths. And certainly, we produce products that feed the world in a safe and nutritious manner. And that's important to remember, whether it's the sweet corn that's harvested from the farm fields or the grass-raised beef on our farms or the award-winning Wisconsin cheeses that we have. All of those products certainly we're fortunate to have to be able to buy local, but all of us, we then ship those around the world to savor the taste of Wisconsin. And this holiday season, one of those ways that we can savor the taste is to send a gift from Wisconsin, whether it's Wisconsin products, like some of the cheeses and specialty meats that we have in our state, and give a gift that truly is unique to our state.
Well, let's talk about what we can do this holiday season. There are two actually programs. There's the Something Special from Wisconsin, which has been around a long time, and then there's Savor Wisconsin. Can you tell me a little bit about both of those programs, what they are and how they differ from each other?
Something Special from Wisconsin is actually a marketing program from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And what's unique about Something Special from Wisconsin is that the more than 300 companies who are part of this program certify that their products, ingredients, their production, or the processing activities, more than half come from our state. So that's a unique part where it's also a membership, which is a one-year annual fee to the program, which operates the Something Special from Wisconsin program. Well, SavorWisconsin.com is a free listing where you can find anything from Something Special from Wisconsin companies, but all Wisconsin variety of more than thousands of different products on the site, from even farmers markets, maybe in your local neighborhood that you could see a listing for. But there's candies, there's confections, and all of those products are certainly from Wisconsin as well. But that site's unique because it connects consumers to producers and being able to shop locally by a click of a button.
Okay, so it's really internet shopping for Wisconsin products.
Absolutely.
Terrific. It's like our own, you know, home network or whatever, you know. And so the economy, the Wisconsin economy, how have we been hampered, or how have we been strengthened by our agricultural industry right here in the state of Wisconsin? And what's the status of it right now?
Well, certainly Wisconsin agriculture, all of the economy, we've certainly have seen our challenges over the last couple of months and year. And so Wisconsin agriculture, when you think about it, we all need to eat food each day. And agriculture continues to be optimistic and productive in producing safe, high-quality food. And certainly we talked about 1 in 10 jobs come to the state of Wisconsin because of agriculture and tourism, you know, attracting people to come and visit our local economies and to experience maybe a bed and breakfast are all ways that we can help generate revenues for Wisconsin because of agriculture. And certainly there's been some wonderful growth opportunities with Wisconsin agriculture. In fact, many of them are investing in their businesses. For example, Mount Chevre of Belmont, Wisconsin, which actually produces award-winning goat milk cheeses, they just installed an anaerobic digester. And what's unique about an anaerobic digester?
Yeah, what does that do?
Essentially,
yeah. So what?
You take the whey, which is a byproduct of the cheese-making industry, and now turn it into a renewable fuel that powers the homes and local communities around the Belmont area, which is incredible to think that 300 homes can be powered along with their cheese plant on renewable waste product that now produces energy.
Wow, amazing. Our guest today on All About Living is Christine Lindner, the 63rd Allison Dairyland, and we're talking about the Wisconsin agricultural industry and Wisconsin products, eating locally for the good of us and for the good of our economy, and a wonderful way for the good of celebrating the holidays. We'll be right back with Christine Lindner and Wisconsin products after these messages. You're listening to All About Living here on Madison 1670 WTDY.
This is All About Living with Carol Colby, Madison 1670, WTDY.
We're back with our program. This segment is brought to you by the Medicine Shop Monona, caring beyond prescriptions, and independent living, your connection to an independent life. I'm Carol Colby, and joining me is Christine Lindner, the 63rd Wisconsin Allison Dairyland. We've been talking about the important agricultural industry here in the state of Wisconsin. It's not only important to our state, it's important to our nation and globally now. We're all over the world. And we are considered, we have on our license plate, the dairy state. And there's a little bit of controversy. Who actually is the dairy state? Is it Wisconsin or California? Because California does produce more milk than we do, right?
That is true.
What is Allison Dairyland's answer to that question?
Well, I truly believe we are America's Dairyland. In fact, we've been celebrating for 100 years now being America's Dairyland of quality cheeses that we produce. And certainly those can be shipped worldwide to friends and neighbors. And that's the quality of the milk produced on the farms and our innovative cheesemakers and master cheesemakers. We have the only master cheesemaker program in the state, which is in a sense like getting a master's degree, maybe, or your MBA, for example. And that's significant that we have certified history and multi-generation families producing these award-winning cheeses.
And my understanding, it's not about taking a measuring cup and figuring out who produced a little more of this or a little more of that. It's what we have established as our motto, as our statement, America's Dairyland, and the fact that we're known for the quality of products that we do have, and certainly our cheeses are second to none. Let's talk about what we could put together from Wisconsin for, well, holiday season is a big gift time, so it's wonderful to bring something special as a gift to others, either as a token gift or as a main gift that you're giving for the holiday season. So the concept of bundling is all over the place and putting together groups of products. What would you suggest if we're going to put together a simple basket of something special from Wisconsin, a taste of Wisconsin for the holidays?
You know, certainly when I think about maybe bringing to my family's gatherings and that, I think about bundling Wisconsin cheese and specialty meats of our state to really savor the taste, the quality, and the traditions, and to bring that to a holiday gathering. And so to me, you know, bringing Wisconsin cheeses, whether it's aged cheddar or even some smoked sausages, or certainly lots of ways to add flavor to our recipes using Wisconsin cheese. You know, you think about the basics of a family pizza party, and that sometimes we think about maybe having a very classy steak dinner, and those are all great options, but maybe have a little bit fun when you have the children around and having a pizza party using maybe some Wisconsin products as well.
If you were going to give people a gift of cheese, what would be something unusual? So wouldn't it be, you know, perhaps include the standard cheddar, and everybody likes cheddar, or a Swiss, but you talked about the goat cheese, for example, and I know more and more people are eating that. Are there some unusual cheeses now coming out of the state of Wisconsin? And should we think, you know, outside the box a little bit and push the envelope and go beyond our cheddar?
Absolutely. Think about specialty cheeses, which is additional craftsmanship and really handmade cheeses. When you think about that, perhaps even on farmstead cheeses, meaning that the milk from a family dairy farm is then crafted into award-winning cheese. When I think about that, I think of Crave Brothers farmstead cheese and that of producing mascarpone, which is a sweet cream cheese in a sense. And so you can use that for desserts and in baking, or even to really bring a nice cheese basket and sausage basket together could perhaps Gouda cheese, another mm-hmm. Holland's family cheese of Thorpe, Wisconsin, a family dairy farm with roots from the Holland area as well in the European countries, brought some original recipes, and they used their farm's milk to craft these Gouda cheeses, which they have more than 13 different varieties from age to also different seasonings and blends that they add to their cheeses. So I think when it's getting creative, think about go beyond just the originals, which are truly favorites, but think about those specialty cheeses like perhaps the Gouda cheese or maybe a mascarpone to use with baking ideas.
Mm-hmm. And you talked about some of the places where they're producing them right here in Wisconsin. Would going to savorwisconsin.com, would that be a good first step to find some of these ideas that you have?
That would be ideal. In fact, if you just type in cheese in the search engine of savorwisconsin.com, you'll find a lengthy list of award-winning producers that make cheese all across Wisconsin. Or if you'd like to stay closer to your own county and roots, you can just search by zip code and find a list of local, true local producers in your area to shop from.
And Savor Wisconsin is SAVOR Wisconsin, and all one word, .com.
That is correct.
So, and then we were talking about, wouldn't it be fun to expand a taste of Wisconsin to not only give the products, but to plan a family trip to one of the locations where the products are produced? Because they still hold a lot of tours, don't they? And take the time to explain to people exactly what the processing is all about?
Absolutely. When you think back to it, these products truly start on Wisconsin farms, whether it's the ingredients that are then used in the processing of. Think about the Wisconsin wines. That would be a really enjoyable trip to go to a local winery, whether it's in southwest Wisconsin or Door County, to plan a family trip during the holidays, perhaps, and get to tour a winery and to, you know, certainly sample some of the flavors and the varieties of wines. And certainly some wineries, like Weggie's Winery of Richland Center, they even have a cranberry wine. So they're adding value with Wisconsin cranberries, which is our official state fruit, into some of their robust reds and wines that are very enjoyable. And maybe perhaps even bring a bottle for that holiday gathering, too.
Mm-hmm. That, well, and adding the wine with the cheese and the meats in the basket. But I like the idea of them planning a tour. So it's more than just the products themselves, but having an event where you spend family time together. It seems that with all of the concern and the uncertainty about our economy, people are thinking about we have to kind of live a little more simply, live within our own means, and treasure those things that are close to us, that are close to us physically and close to our heart. And that just experiencing Wisconsin is a really good way to begin.
Think about all those trips that we could have within our own state to even a bed and breakfast. In fact, I think about one in my hometown area by Fall River, where you can actually see the Scottish Highlander cattle grazing in the countryside while you're enjoying a beautiful Victorian home stay. It's just, think about some of those unique adventures that are in our own backyard that we could experience as a family, and all the different places here in Wisconsin to travel.
I'm from Superior, northern Wisconsin. I was I think the only Alice that has ever been selected from that far north, and I did not have the same agricultural background you had, so it was quite a learning experience. But going through the state of Wisconsin, it's a little bit like traveling from culture to culture, too, because we have so many of the European roots that come from, you know, Germany and Poland and certainly Scandinavia. And then with the people that are coming from other countries, for our own educational institutions here, we can experience so much in the festivals around the state that it seems so authentic and genuine.
It's certainly, you know, whether it's Green County Cheese Days down in the southwest part of Wisconsin, talk about all things Swiss and celebrating some of those master cheesemakers and award-winning products and microbreweries that we have by, like, New Glarus Brewery, for example. And mm-hmm. You're absolutely right in navigating the state. And think about the terrain and the difference of what an experience to go to the peninsula and to experience on both ends seeing water from Door County and the cherry trees or the beautiful forest lands of the northern parts of Wisconsin and the North Woods. It's just where the central sands of Wisconsin, where the potatoes are dug. All those are such family adventures, or the apple orchards. All those activities are a wonderful learning, yet very humbling, and learning about our true roots of Wisconsin.
Eating locally is really important, not just for the economy of our state, but for our health as well. And I happened to interview the author of the book, The Blue Zone, Dan Buettner, who happens to be from Minneapolis, as a matter of fact. And he's a National Geographic author. He studied with many university researchers the areas of the world where people live the longest. And he went to Okinawa, Japan, and Costa Rica, and Italy.
Incredible.
And California, there was a large group of Seventh-day Adventists in Loma Linda, California, and their lifestyle really was such that they were very healthy and they lived long lives. But one of the things that he found out as a thread, while there were differing cultures and differences amongst all these areas, was the fact that people ate locally. They ate, you know, if they could, they ate out of their own backyard. But sometimes that wasn't possible. But they went to the local markets, or they went to the local producers. And everything was in the confines of their area in which they lived. They knew where it came from. They had the history of it. It was part of their culture. And they were healthier, both physically and psychologically. And it was also filled in with the sense of community, living with others in a sense of community with purpose and people caring about each other. And this was all based on this agriculture and what was grown in these areas.
Incredible. And I think we're, as a society today, connecting closer back to producers and the local growers of our communities to know the source and know your food. And when it's local, it's fresh. And certainly we talked about 1 in 10 jobs in agriculture. It's all around us, from our family gardens that we get to tend to, or the farmers markets that we get to see the abundance of produce and eggs and fresh farm-raised meats are all around us. And when you know the source, you know, and you're confident in what you're purchasing. And again, you're supporting Wisconsin agriculturally, but there's a sense of community, as you had mentioned, and coming together. In fact, community-supported agriculture, CSAs, are certainly a growing trend to have a fresh box of produce delivered by a local producer in your community. That is incredible. And I think about all the wonderful dishes that you can make and recipes and the sense of knowing you're feeding your family a very hearty, nutritious local meal is incredible.
Christine Lindner, the 63rd Wisconsin's Alice in Dairyland, is our guest here on All About Living today. And we're going to continue our conversation with Christine and expand our knowledge of Wisconsin products and how we might be able to use them over the holidays. You're listening to All About Living here on Madison 1670 WTDY. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is All About Living with Carol Colby, Madison 1670 WTDY.
We are having such fun today on the program, at least I am. It's a trip down memory lane. This segment of All About Living is brought to you by Gunderson Funeral and Cremation Care, the Life Celebration Center. And we are celebrating Wisconsin today. Our 63rd Alice in Dairyland, Christine Lindner, is here. And during the break, we were sharing some experiences because I was the 14th Alice in Dairyland.
Is that right?
Yes. And Christine, you just mentioned, oh my gosh, you know, that was and coming down from Superior, and then the roads weren't the same as what you have today. And I was sharing with you, and I might as well with the listeners too, it's kind of interesting. But Gaylord Nelson was governor at the time that I was Alice in Dairyland. And he and I spent the day together driving from Madison to Wisconsin Dells, opening the first section, the first segment of the interstate. And so that is my memory. And so we traveled on two-lane roads mostly, you know, throughout the state, except we had this expansion from Madison to Wisconsin Dells. It took us, I think, 13 hours to stop and have a ribbon-cutting ceremony at each one of the exits along the way up to Wisconsin Dells, and people all over the place and music, and it was a really big deal. And I think of that, and we take it for granted now to have this interstate system. And I remember it wasn't that long ago before the last little trek up to Superior finally was, and then Duluth, you know, was connected. And now we're talking about trains and you know, now the infrastructure of a possible rail system eventually. But that's what happens. And thank gosh we have that that interstate system now.
The growth in technology.
Yes. And then, at the time I was Alice, so I had a chaperone, and somebody else did all of the bookings and just told me where I was supposed to be and what the group was and a little bit of background. But I didn't have any of the office responsibilities. But you do your own booking and you do your own driving around and you kind of take care of yourself. You're a real adult woman.
Well, that's our public relations professional. And so certainly as an agri-marketer, we do work, and the program manager of Alice in Dairyland helps to bring food and events and things together on that end. But for the most part, whether talking different campaign ideas like Something Special from Wisconsin, I bring that all together and worked with the media to connect and share with Wisconsinites why it's good to buy local. And certainly my vehicle has changed in time, as now I drive on Wisconsin ethanol E85, that I fuel a flex fuel vehicle and travel all across Wisconsin using a GPS. So just like farmers use GPSs to plant crops, or we use a GPS to plan a family vacation, Alice uses a GPS in the flex fuel vehicle to get from event to appointments and activities to share Wisconsin's story, and even a BlackBerry too, like all of us today in this digital age.
And you're self-contained. You do it all yourself. You do your own driving and your own scheduling and figuring out where you're supposed to go. And if you have to stay overnight, make your own arrangements.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's
and
changed.
And speech making and all those good tools.
It was much more protective in the earlier days. And we were treated, you know, more like girls, and it's, I'm not saying this in a critical way, but times have changed, and certainly the women's movement is expressed loudly and clearly in the Alice and Dairyland program today. We've been talking about Wisconsin products for the holidays and some of the standards, and when you think of the cheeses and the sausage, and then pairing them with good Wisconsin wines now, but what about some unusual products? What are some of the things that you're surprised that we do raise or produce here in Wisconsin, and that would be just wonderful to give us a taste of Wisconsin over the holidays?
You know, one of the most surprising and interesting foods that I recently had the chance to visit a farm is a horseradish farm. And we find horseradish in the grocery store, but Silver Springs Foods of Eau Claire, Wisconsin actually grows their own horseradish.
And what is horseradish?
Horseradish is a root vegetable that we find in the ground and dig up, similar to digging potatoes in a sense. And so when you see a part of the radish or carrot family, all root vegetables, you eat the root in a sense. And so at Silver Springs Foods, they harvest horseradish both in the springtime and in the fall, and vice versa, plant it in those seasons as well. And so they're constantly harvesting and planting their rotational crops of horseradish. And then they bring it in, wash it, and store it in a root cellar where it stays cold until they have their weekly orders at Silver Spring Foods to call the farm and ask them to bring the fresh horseradish from the root cellars and make it into an actual product that we can use for cooking and to use to add flavors. And Silver Spring Foods shares with us how the colder the horseradish is, the hotter it will be in taste. And so it's very unique. And I was most surprised by that. I think many Wisconsinites would be surprised that we grow horseradish, and Silver Spring Foods, in fact, not only being something special from Wisconsin, they're also the largest processor of horseradish in the world.
In the world?
In the world, right here in Wisconsin. So we talk about that global impact, not only eating locally, but shipping worldwide. Silver Springs Foods is truly bringing Wisconsin foods across the country.
And of course, they have a wide array of mustards.
Absolutely.
Very, very popular mustards. But there are other mustard makers or processors or manufacturers here in the state of Wisconsin too, and some very small ones, small distributors in mustard. We think of our mustard museum. Mustards are a real delicacy, and people really savor them.
Absolutely. We can use those in so many foods, whether it's as an appetizer. In fact, you know, talking real local right here in the southwest part of Wisconsin, we have Martha's Mustard, and, you know, certainly an entrepreneur in her own right of producing a sweet and spicy mustard that you can use as maybe a holiday or every day an appetizer to pair with a meal. But certainly the variety of producers and processors. In fact, Silver Spring Foods is looking to actually grow their own mustard seed as well, so that they can produce the mustards using their own grown seed. So again, really unique. From small to large producers, we need them all. And they're entrepreneurs in their own right and succeeding in their business goals and feeding us wholesome quality products locally.
And if we go to savorwisconsin.com, we'll see all of these companies listed and how to purchase their products. And also, they're located in grocery stores. I noticed the Wisconsin Grocers Association has become very involved in looking at Wisconsin products and incorporating the local products in the retail stores in Wisconsin as well.
Absolutely. The Wisconsin Grocers Association has been a true advocate of encouraging their local grocers of the association to bring something special from Wisconsin, or really look at the packaging and the labeling of the products and look for the Wisconsin name on there to ensure that you're providing the local products to your consumers that come shopping in the grocery store. And that's very encouraging, because we're all in this together, from producer to processor to retailer, and bringing Wisconsin products to the market. And it's encouraging as we have a pull through. If you think about all of us as consumers, we truly are customer is king, and we can all be vocal locals and encouraging all of us to purchase local products with our food dollars.
I was just going to say that, and I'll just reiterate it. We are the ones that are the driving force behind what we can purchase in the stores. And if we speak out and say we want local products, or if we ask questions, and I often do know, particularly with fresh with fresh foods. Where does this come from? What is the source? And also, if they're fresh and really fresh and they've just arrived at the store recently, I know that the vitamin content is stronger and higher, that the longer food sits, the more the vitamins deteriorate from it. So it's important for general health as well as food safety to know where the foods come from, what the source is. And we should ask, and we should really request that.
Absolutely. Even in restaurants, when you're dining with your friends and family, if you don't see Wisconsin wines on the list or Wisconsin cheeses for appetizer, be sure to ask for those. You know the quality that goes in, and they're your neighbors that are producing those products. So we can all be vocal locals.
So if we're eating in a restaurant, and there are many restaurants now are promoting that, we serve local foods. And that's a drawing card to go to that restaurant. So if we ask for Wisconsin products or say, gee, we would like something from Wisconsin as a choice, then they're going to satisfy the customer. They want to stay in business.
Absolutely. You know, one comes to mind, and they too are a something special from Wisconsin company that I had the privilege to tour in July. It's Rushing Waters Fisheries, the largest rainbow trout farm in Wisconsin. Their fish is incredible, delicious. I'm a customer for life, I can say. But you can find their foods in Whole Foods right here in the Madison and Dane County communities, and also certainly in restaurants as well. And speaking about restaurants, many are now beginning to put where their food comes from, those dishes, for example. And that's encouraging. As I was speaking with Rushing Waters Fisheries, is they asked them to put on there that this is Rushing Waters Fisheries foods or fishes, so that they know where the source is coming from, so we can ensure that it's buying local. And so when you go out to those restaurants and you're eating, you know you're enjoying Wisconsin tastes.
That's a wonderful idea. They most often do that with wine. If they suggest a wine and a pairing of a wine, they'll tell you where the wine comes from right on the menu, if it's from Wisconsin or California or Australia or whatever. But that would be excellent to incorporate that in the listing of the foods on the menu.
Absolutely. I believe we're going to see that as a growing trend as well, mm-hmm. as we as consumers become more and more interested in how our food is grown and produced and knowing the source of the local food. And we'll continue to see that Wisconsin cities and names and brands of foods so we know what we're eating.
What else from Wisconsin would you recommend if we're going to bundle products?
You know, certainly when you think about, cranberries, those are certainly our official fruit, and cranberries, whether it's a cranberry juice or craisins that we could bake. It's interesting enough, entrepreneurs now, our fudge, for example, is a holiday favorite in confections and candies, but you can use, for example, maybe Door County cherries as part of your baking in cookies or Wisconsin cranberries in your baking as well. So those value-added foods do pair together nicely when you're serving a holiday treat or dessert. Be sure to always add in maybe some Wisconsin cranberries and cherries.
Excellent idea. We're going to continue our conversation with Christine Lindner, Allison Dairyland for the state of Wisconsin. But first, we need to stop for a break. You're listening to All About Living here on Madison 1670 WTDY. I'm Carol Kobe, and don't turn that dial. We'll be right back.
This is All About Living with Carol Kolbe, Madison 1670, WTDY.
Christine Lindner is here at Wisconsin 63rd Allison Dairyland. Christine has a one-year contractual position with Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She's a full-time civil servant for 1 year with the state of Wisconsin. And it's just a pleasure to have you here. It's the beginning of the holiday season. We can feel it. We've already tasted a little bit of it. We're beginning to. And as we move through the remaining holiday season, we want to, for the joy of it and for the good of our economy and for the good of our health, incorporate more of Wisconsin in our lifestyles. And one of the things that many people do is they go out and purchase a tree, a holiday tree, a Christmas tree, whatever for the holidays. And we can even look to Wisconsin for that.
Absolutely. Think about the diversity of agriculture. We just got done wrapping up a bountiful harvest of corn and soybeans, but now we can harvest trees. That's Christmas trees from Wisconsin, and to bring those into our homes. And what a family experience and tradition. In fact, I remember one family experience of going out to the local Christmas tree farm, and you're always trying to find how to select that tree. And sometimes you think that it looks bigger or smaller out there, and you get home and you have a 9-foot ceiling and you almost have an 8-foot tree, but that's always important to look at all the characteristics when choosing a tree. But I remember there was just beautiful trees out there as my mother and father and I were out there, and my mom said, how are we going to mark these two trees that we really liked? I looked up at her, she had some earmuffs on to keep her ears warm, and I took them off of her head and tossed it up on the Christmas tree, and luckily it stood at the top. But those are the family experiences and the adventures that we can bring the family, have some warm apple cider, and maybe bring the dogs along with us, and to select that Christmas tree, make it a family experience, and bring it home and bring it into the room, the living room, and fill up the air with fresh evergreens, whether it's a balsam fir or a white pine, whatever you're choosing might be. But choosing a real local Wisconsin Christmas tree certainly keeps the dollars within the local state economy, and it's just an adventure.
Right, and you're investing. The more you invest of yourself and being together, the more you own the whole thing, the whole experience. And every time you look at that tree over the next few weeks, you think, oh, we got it. And you can be so proud of yourself and remember the fun that you had. And I think it's kind of returning to simple treasures in life that we're going to find as we deal with all the complexities of our world today. Keeping it more simple is actually going to be one of the major solutions.
Absolutely. It's very refreshing and humbling to think. And there's a story that goes along with every selecting of a Christmas tree, and each family has them.
Also, I heard just the other day, in fact, a speaker was talking about living in Wisconsin and talking about being healthy. And of course, Wisconsin people, you've got your beer and your cheese and your ice cream and your brats and everything. And it's kind of a challenge for you people. And he was from Ohio. And I thought, oh, I don't think so. I think we can be real healthy just savoring Wisconsin products. And so what if you wanted to put together a healthy taste of Wisconsin for the holidays as a gift basket? What would be some of the things that you would suggest?
You know, thinking about all sorts of things, even lean meats like perhaps bison that we grow right in Wisconsin, which is cholesterol-free, fat-free, healthy for us, lean, hearty meat.
I didn't know we raise bison.
Yes, we do. All across Wisconsin, we have hundreds of bison producers that are raising these animals, and that brings us farm-fresh local meat. So it's lean, healthy meat. That might be something to pair along, or even thinking about the fruits and the vegetables and the produce. The farmers markets are so abundant here. So I find many choices of eating locally that could be health and very refreshing. And think about those Wisconsin apples that we find in the stores that are just so abundant. And that's another adventure, is going to an apple picking and a farm as well. But those are all local fresh foods that we think about. And that's the strength, is that the farmers markets, we have the squash. And mm-hmm. You can just enjoy.
Think of the colorful basket of squash.
Absolutely.
And apples and potatoes, and then perhaps some of the green vegetables that we grow, and just put together a bountiful basket of vitamins.
Absolutely, exactly. Yeah. Of color.
And, of color. And the more color, the more rainbow color, of color.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. The more color, the healthier it is. And that's the strength. So maybe it's even purchasing from a local community-supported agriculture, a CSA, for your family, a basket, and award that as a gift to a friend or a family member as well. And then you're truly giving fresh vegetables, a produce that they can enjoy from March to November during the seasons here,
yeah,
in Wisconsin.
And giving that as the gift.
Absolutely.
And then you mentioned farmers markets. Now, we have right here in Dane County, it's right on the top of the list, and first or second place in the nation, I heard, or, you know, we're certainly in the top five. We're well established with the concept of farmers markets, and they're all over the county. You don't have to just go down to the square. But what about the increase in farmers markets? How does Wisconsin fit into that whole picture?
Certainly growing. I think more and more a way to connect producers to consumers, know the source of our food and ask questions and to find fresh and local. And a growing trend, not only in summer and spring farmers markets. Wisconsin actually ranks 8th in the nation for farmers markets, having one of the most in the country. But now we also have winter's farmers markets. In fact, our 4th winter's market had just opened in Waukesha County in Oconomowoc, as I had the privilege a few weeks ago to visit, and 12 producers brought their products from apple butter to farm-raised meats and fresh cheeses and eggs. And it's getting to see the people and put knowing the source of the food again behind, and it just pops up in a local greenhouse. So again, the community comes together to open fresh local opportunities, and they'll continue that all the way into March, and then the outdoor market will again begin.
Where are the other winter markets?
Other markets include here in Dane County and Milwaukee as well that is growing. But I believe we'll have more and more if we have a greenhouse in a local community, and certainly processors and producers that have fresh produce to bring, or really anything, even confections and some of those unique candies, and that are all, again, gifts from Wisconsin and tastes that we can enjoy always in moderation too.
I suspect they will crop up, so to speak, more and more, and it doesn't have to be all or nothing. It can be in just a little store that has some gift items or whatever, and they could have a few Wisconsin things during the wintertime on display and sell those as a little mini market.
Absolutely.
So maybe there'll be more and more mini markets as this whole trend is established. It takes time. It takes time to set up an infrastructure of buying locally and having it be as convenient as running down to your local supermarket and just, you know, picking whatever happens to be there. So.
Absolutely. And having community leaders to help bring these to fruition is really vital. And so we'll, as you mentioned, see those mini markets around and be able to then launch more winter's farmers markets to bring us closer to our source of food.
What I see happening with Wisconsin agriculture is that it's kind of the collaboration of many industries coming together. And you have the booming agricultural industry. We have our tourism. So now we have agritourism. We have entertainment and culture, and we have agritainment, where you can go to festivals and family events, and they're going to be more and more tying things together, so it's not just individual columns of things to do or industries. And certainly the energy, the high-tech energy industry is looking to Wisconsin agriculture. So we have just a minute left. Tell me, where can people go? How can they find out more about making their holidays special with something special from Wisconsin?
By visiting savorwisconsin.com, just a click away to find yourself with thousands of products right here in our own great state of Wisconsin.
Thank you so much, Christine Lindner. You're a lovely Alice in Dairyland. Very effective as a public relations ambassador, and I can see that you're enjoying your one-year experience as Alice in Dairyland, certainly as much as I enjoyed that experience as well.
Very much. Thank you, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. And I hope that you continue to have a wonderful holiday. I want to thank Dylan Brogan for his wonderful producing of this program. Without him, I'm not sure that we could have the continuity that we do under his leadership. So I appreciate that, Dylan. Thank you for listening. And now go out and enjoy Wisconsin and all that's special about it. Remember, a podcast of this program is available on carolkobyradio.com. That's Carol, KOBY radio.com.